走进英语之夜，感受世界的精彩。
This is English Evening on China Business Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to English Evening. Today is Tuesday, and I'm John.
This is 董宁，大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声，您带来的英语之夜节目。John, you know, when there's a survey that indicates if, you know, you've been loved by someone else, it's very good to your health, especially for your heart.
Yeah, sure. That makes total sense. I mean, if you think about it, like, our emotions really do affect...our bodily health. Like, if you're, you know, you're sad or you're angry or you're depressed most of the time, in fact, your health will be a lot worse than if you're in a good mood and, you know, you have people around you who care about you and you care about other people, then that's really going to affect your health.
没错，那由全世界97个国家的心脏病专家联合进行的一项研究结果表明，爱与被爱都有益健康，特别是对心脏的健康有好处。此外呢，研究结果还表示，爱情还有助于减少紧张、消沉和焦虑的情绪。那这三种情绪呢，是导致心脏病的三大重要精神因素。So they also said, you know, love can, it's a good thing for you to reduce some depression and, you know, very bad things.
Sure, sure. No, and it's one of those things, my friends and I, we talk about this kind of stuff all the time, like, what is love, what does it mean, and all this other stuff, right? But one of the things that we found is that, like, love is an activity, right? It's not so much feeling in so many ways, right? Because you can have the feeling, you can have the emotion, but then if you don't do anything about it, then, like, is that really love or whatever, right? And so it's the whole idea of, you know, doing things not just for yourself, right? And so doing things for the people you care aboutand stuff like that. And that, in and of itself, will make you feel a lot better, right? So not just thinking and not just feeling, but actually doing something about it always helps.
And also love can make you, you know, looks good.
Sure, sure. Well, yeah, I mean, like, whenever people are happier, usually they look a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the experts indicate that if you want to feel healthy or just feel some love, just here are some list of indication, like enjoy your spare time and go to, you know, some where there's a grass, where there's nature, and you can inhale some really, really fresh air.
Sure.
And also do some exercises and just don't do some very, very harsh exercises.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, in the end, it all kind of depends. But at the same time, like, for me, like, the best kind of date is, like, just...going somewhere and staying outside and walking around for a while.
Yeah, also, you know, drink or eat more fruits and vegetables and sleep enough, like 8 hours.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, and that's just really good health advice in general. You know, just make sure you're getting enough fruits and vegetables, not too much meat, not too much alcohol, and getting enough sleep is definitely...It's always
good smoking for you.
maybe next year I'll do that.
Okay. 专家指出呢，沮丧、消沉和紧张等情绪呢，会对心脏健康产生影响。因此呢，不应放任自己陷入到消极的情绪当中，而要积极情绪当中，而要积极的改变自己的行为方式，例如享受休闲的时光，接触大自然，从事不太剧烈的运动。还有呢，就是多吃水果、蔬菜和粗粮，保证每晚8小时的睡眠。Well, speaking of health, you know, for now, the world is under H1N1 disease,
sure,
affected to many, many countries all over the world. So how to prepare for this or how to, you know, keep yourself, you know, away from this disease is very important. Here are some things that you should do or you shouldn't do.
Sure. And the thing is, like, just keep in mind, I mean, like, a lot of it's just about just some good, justin general kind of health tips, I think. And so it's not something that, there's so many people that are getting infected by this and now I have to do this stuff. It's more like, this is just a good reason to start doing some of this stuff anyway, because it's just good advice.
那全球甲型 H1N1 流感呢，现在正在持续蔓延，面对流感的病毒该怎么办？生活中呢，有哪些需要注意的事情？接下来呢，就有几件必须做和不能做的事情。那首先呢，就是要勤洗手，常洗澡，不共用毛巾和洗漱用具。The first one is wash your hands, you know, and also take shower every day and very often. And next one is brush your teeth every day. I think definitely everyone does that.
No, exactly, exactly. I mean, like washing your hands is always a good idea, because especially like when you're eating or when you're just walking around, right? Your hands and stuff will come into contact with a lot of different kinds of bacteria and viruses and stuff like that you don't know, right? Your hands look clean, but maybe they're really not. So like washing your hands regularly is always a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that if you go to the convenience store, there's a sort of very like a small bottle of thing that you can put it on your hands,
right.
Like a gel. You don't have to wash your hands.
No, exactly, exactly. We call that hand sanitizer. And so basically it's like an alcohol-based solution, and so like you don't need water or anything like that, because the liquid itself will actually evaporate over time, and it will also kill all of the germs and stuff like that.
Yes. And another one is when you sneeze or when you cough, just don't forget cover your mouth or your nose.
Yeah, and so like in the end, again, this is just some good advice, because like the way that like the cold and the flu gets transmitted is when people cough and sneeze and stuff like that. And so the best idea is usually to cover your mouth or cover your nose when that happens.
还有一件不要做的事情呢，就是不要在公共场所吸烟。Don't smoke in a public area.
Sure.
And especially, you know, secondhand smoke is very, very bad to the health of your family.
Yeah, exactly.
Your friends.
Exactly. Like for example, I usually don't smoke inside anymore, at least smoke in my apartment anymore, because my roommate now, he doesn't smoke, and so I don't want him to be exposed to that, right? Because he's made the choice not to smoke, so I should respect that choice.
It's really nice. Mm. And another one is don't drink too much alcohol.
Sure. Sure. And again, this is just a really good tip. Like we have something called in English, we say beer belly, right?
Yeah.
Beer belly. And so what happens is people who drink too much beer or alcohol, whatever, like their stomach gets really big and stuff like that. And that's just basically unhealthy. And again, like when we're talking about diet, you know, it's just a good idea to stay balanced, right? Not too much of any one thing.
Yeah, what I'm thinking is that, you know, don't drink too much alcohol. What's the, you know, the relationship between this one and the H1N1?
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's because when you drink too much, you know, your condition of your health, the level is really down.
Sure.
And you
sure.
are not feeling very well. So the bacteria, the disease will affect you
sure.
very easily. Yeah?
Yeah, sure. And especially like if you have an unhealthy lifestyle, it's going to be a lot easier to get sick.
Well, another one is very important, like when you get up every morning, and don't forget to open your windows.
Sure.
To, you know, let air come in.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. This is what I really like to do, especially right now, because the weather isn't too hot yet.
Not yet.
And so I usually like to leave my windows open most of the time, because fresh air just feels good. And like if you're in a room and then there's no fresh air, it makes me feel like very like suffocated, you know. So like fresh air is always a good thing, I think.
Yeah, also the sunshine can kill some disease
sure.
or some bacteria.
Sure.
And also when the suggestion is that you open your windows for 3 times and in the morning, in the noon, in the late night, every 15 or 20 minutes.
Sure, sure. And that's the thing. I mean, like it's about like because if you're in a room like all day and you don't get any fresh air or something like that, all the bacteria and stuff like that is just going to stay there, right? And so like you're just going to keep inhaling and keep inhaling, right? But if you get some fresh air and some fresh wind in there, right, maybe that stuff will actually blow away.
那在饮食方面需要注意的就是要常食用奶类、豆类和其他的一些豆制品的一些食物。So have a habit of have some milk or some like a 豆浆
sure,
very
sure.
good to your health.
Yeah, also stuff like orange juice and
orange juice.
Stuff like that. Anything with vitamin C, it's always going to be really good for you because it helps your immune system, right? And your immune system is the thing that you know helps you fight disease. And so the better your immune system is, of course, the less sick you will actually get.
I think you know everyone just knows this. this kind of suggestions, but sometimes when not this kind of H101 comes in and you just don't pay attention to it.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and exactly. And so again, like what we just said was just some good health advice in general, I think. And so like if you actually follow this advice, then you will find that you actually get less sick. Like you won't get as sick as much.
Mm-hmm.
Just by following some of these suggestions, which I imagine is quite hard if you live in the city. I mean, because like if you want to take the subway or take the bus, it's going to be pretty difficult. But at the same time, like again, if like you make sure to wash your hands, mm-hmm. you keep a healthy diet and stuff like that, then you will find that it's actually less likely for you to get sick.
Yeah, at least they can wear a mask.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, aside from the disease, and here's the other news. Daydreaming might not be such a bad thing. After all, it helps the brain tackle life's more complex problems. There's a new study. 那么最近呢，一个新的研究发现，做白日梦不是一件坏事，它可以帮助人们的大脑处理生活中的一些更加复杂的问题。
Right, and so what psychologists have realized is that actually, when you're daydreaming, your mind is actually trying to solve problems, right? Problems that maybe you encounter in daily life or something like that. And so the thing is, like, a lot of people for a long time have kind of thought, well, if you daydream, that means, like, you're not very serious or you're lazy or you're not paying attention or something mm-hmm. like that. Which, I mean, like, not paying attention is definitely true. But at the same time, like, it's not, I mean, it has a function, right? It has, like, a personal kind of psychological function that's actually quite important.
The quantity and quality of brain activity suggests that people struggling to solve complicated problems might be better off switching to a simpler task and letting their mind wander.
Sure, sure. I mean, it all depends, you know, because, like, especially for big problems, mm-hmm. like, you need to give your mind some space, right? And I heard some advice one time, like, if you have a big problem, you think about it a lot, you think about it for a long time, think about it for, like, very, very hard, and then you don't think about it, right? You think about something else, and then suddenly you have the solution, right? You can solve the problem. And this is true for most things, like, if you encounter a problem, like in your life, or maybe you're playing a video game and you can't do something, or right, there's a problem between you and your husband, you and your wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
The best idea is to just like think about it a lot and then step away, and then you'll find that when you step away and you get some perspective, that the solution is actually quite easy to find. Right?
Yeah, sometimes I think daydreaming is something that unreality or
sure,
it's,
sure.
You know, it cannot happen in the daytime or in a real life.
Right, and that's what psychologists are saying now. It's that, like, well, in fact, it's not really quite true. People mm-hmm. are actually trying to solve just everyday problems.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sometimes things like listening and inattentive is what you call as daydreaming.
Yeah.
Okay, and for now, let's move on to business. 接下来呢，我们来听听财经资讯。China retail sales up 14.8% in April. 四月份中国零售业增长14.8%。
China's retail sales rose 14.8% in April year on year to 934.32 billion yuan. That's about 136.8 billion US dollars, the National Bureau of Statistics announced recently. The growth rate was 0.1 percentage points higher than in March.Urban retail sales rose 13.9% to 632.96 billion yuan, while rural sales were up 16.7% to 301.36 billion yuan. From January to April, retail sales totaled 3.87 trillion yuan, up 15% over the same period last year. Vehicle sales rose 18.5% year-on-year in April, the highest rate of growth among all consumer products.Sales of construction and interior decoration materials rose 10.8%, and grain and edible oil sales were up 4.8%.
8%. Well, that was today's best news, and for now, let's move on to Studio Classroom.
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, Thanks for taking time out of your day to study English with us. You know, we all know there's nothing like a home-cooked meal. It's so good and delicious, but it seems fewer and fewer people are taking the time to cook at home. Ever notice how family kitchens are getting smaller and smaller? Well, despite the smaller kitchens and busy schedules, there are still some ways families can enjoy home-cooked food. Before we listen in on Jack and Laura's conversation, let's preview two words that you need to know. The first is shortly, as in, let's wait a few minutes for Nancy, as she will be here shortly. The second is the noun hassle. Packing up all these decorations is such a hassle. Okay, let's open our magazines and turn to page 41 for Conversation A. Please follow along in your magazines.
Home-cooked food for busy people. Conversation A.
What's for dinner? I'm hungry.
Be patient. Dinner will be ready shortly.
Really? But we just got home from work. You're not baking a frozen pizza, are you?
No. I stopped at the store and picked up a heat-and-serve entree. We're having chicken enchiladas tonight.
Sounds good.
It will be. And all I have to do is bake it for 45 minutes. It's simple.
And delicious, I hope.
It should taste fine. It's not quite as good as making it myself, but it's a lot less hassle.
Hello, friends. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chelsea, and we're back again today to continue talking about home-cooked meals for busy people. Yesterday, we learned about a slow cooker and going to a dinner studio, and today we're going to take a look at some conversations that happened between Jack and Laura.
So, a conversation starts with Jack saying, "What's for dinner? I'm hungry." And this is very common. People will often ask, "What's for dinner? What are you making tonight? What are we going to eat tonight for dinner?"
And Laura responds to Jack, "Be patient. Hold on a minute. Dinner will be ready shortly." And that word shortly is an adverb. You probably see the word short in there. We're not talking about being short. We're talking about something happening soon. Something happening quickly means it's happening shortly.
Right, in a short period of time. Well, Jack doesn't really think so. He says, "Really? But we just got home from work." So he knows that it takes time to prepare dinner, and since Laura said dinner will be ready shortly, he's not completely sure. So he asks her, "You're not baking a frozen pizza, are you? Are you going to make pizza, bake pizza that is in the freezer?"
And she says, "No, I stopped at the store and picked up a heat and serve entree." Remember from yesterday, the word entree means the main part of a meal, and we're talking about a heat and serve entree. That means that she went to the store, to the market, and she bought something that was frozen, and all she has to do is take it home and put it either in the oven or maybe even the microwave, which cooks things even faster than an oven.
Right, and she says, "We're having chicken enchiladas tonight." Now, enchiladas is one of our more information words, and it's a very special Mexican dish where you take some flat bread and you put meat and cheese and you can put vegetables inside, and then usually you bake it. So if you've never tried it, try it. And she says, "We're having chicken enchiladas tonight," which is just kind of a fancy dish, isn't it?
It is. You know, Mexican food is some of my favorite type of food to eat. So I agree with Jack's next statement. He says, sounds good. Laura says, "It will be. And all I have to do is bake it for 45 minutes. It's simple." Remember, she's just buying it at the store, taking it home. It's already made. She puts it in the oven and waits 45 minutes, and they have a whole meal to eat then.
And they've probably never bought chicken enchiladas from this store before, because Jack says, "And delicious. I hope. So he's not completely sure it will taste good. If something is delicious, then it means it tastes good. If your mom makes you your favorite dish and you like it a lot and it tastes really good, you can say, Mom, this is delicious. And these heat and serve meals, you know, I've had heat and serve meals before, and they're usually pretty delicious. It seems like maybe it wouldn't be as good because it's frozen and you're just buying it from the store, but I think I've had enough of them that I think Laura is right in saying that it will be good. She says next, it should taste fine. It's not quite as good as making it myself, but it's a lot less hassle. And if something is a hassle, Esther, what does that mean?
It means that it is causing you trouble. It's a bother to you. For example, driving in traffic is a hassle. It's something that takes time or causes you to have to go out of your way to do something, so you don't really like to do it. But Laura says here that buying this heat and serve entree is a lot less hassle. It doesn't take as much work as preparing food herself.
And this is also something I've experienced. I love to cook and I love to bake, but I often find that I don't have enough time to do it. So sometimes I do go to the store and I buy a heat and serve meal and make it, and I find that it saves me so much time. It's so much easier. And you know, by the time you get home from work in the evening, to make a meal from start takes hours sometimes, and then your whole night is gone. So heat and serve is a good way to go, and it's a lot less hassle.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. What's for dinner? Well, in America, that's a question that is asked countless times every day. Sometimes the answer is frozen pizza, which is always a good answer. And sometimes the answer is enchiladas, also a great response. In Conversation B, we'll see Laura and Jack doing something very unusual for dinner. Yes, it's strange, but it's growing in popularity. Now, let's see what Jack thinks of having a stranger in his kitchen to cook his dinner. Please join us now on line 14.
Home-cooked food for busy people. Conversation B.
I'm trying something new this week.
What's that?
I hired a personal chef.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm serious. Her name is Michelle. I told her what we like, spicy food.
So what will she do?
She will do all the grocery shopping, prepare the meals here in our home, and clean up everything. It's a dream come true for me.
And will she cost an arm and a leg?
No, she's actually quite reasonable, and she'll save me a lot of time.
We've learned a lot of new ways to make home-cooked meals for busy people, most recently talking about a heat-and-serve meal. But we've got one more idea for you, and Jack and Laura are going to talk about that next as they talk about a personal chef.
Now, this idea is something maybe you really haven't thought of, but let's see how Jack and Laura talk about it and how Jack responds. So Laura says, I'm trying something new this week. So remember, they've tried a heat and serve entree, and maybe they've gone to dinner studio before or done other things, maybe used their slow cooker. But Laura is going to do something new this week. And Chelsea, what is she going to try?
Well, Jack, after asking what's that, Laura says, I hired a personal chef. Now, a chef is a person who is maybe in charge of a large kitchen. They're the main cook. We often see chefs at restaurants or maybe nice hotels where they have big banquets or restaurants. And this is the person in charge of all the other cooks in the kitchen, and he or she is the main one to help make the food. So Laura is hiring her own personal chef, a cook, to come to their house.
Wow, this is very different, and it sounds like it's very, very expensive.
I really haven't heard of anyone I know hiring a personal chef to go to their home and cook, and I don't think I would be able to afford it, to be able to pay for it. But I think Jack feels the same way. So he says, you're kidding, right? If someone says you're kidding, they mean, are you joking? You're not being serious, are you?
But Laura comes right back and says, no, I'm serious. I'm telling you the truth. Her name is Michelle. I told her what we like, spicy food. So Michelle is the name of the person who's going to come to their house and be their personal chef. And it sounds like Michelle will be able to make the type of food that Jack and Laura like. They like to eat spicy food.
Now, spicy food is food that maybe has hot peppers in it, red hot peppers or black pepper. And when you eat it, you feel like your mouth is very hot. It can give you a feeling like your mouth is burning. So Jack and Laura like spicy food, and they will be paying money to Michelle to be their personal chef so she can cook spicy food for them.
So Jack says, what will she do? What types of responsibilities will she have if she's our personal chef? And Laura responds, well, she will do all the grocery shopping, prepare the meals here in our home, and clean up everything. Wow, this sounds like a dream come true for me. First of all, to do all the grocery shopping, again, that's something that takes a lot of time, especially in America. The way people grocery shop there is they'll usually go to the store or to the market and they buy enough food for 1 or 2 weeks.
Right.
So sometimes when I would go to the store in America, I would be there for 2 or 3 hours buying all my food and putting it in my car and then taking it out and putting it in my cabinets at home. And to have someone do that for you would be very nice.
Right. And when you go to the grocery store, sometimes grocery stores are very large and you have to spend a long time. And if you work, you might be very exhausted and you have to push the car and look for different items and compare prices and put all the items in your shopping basket. I mean, it takes a lot of time, and it's kind of hard work if you work and are very busy. But not only will she go to the grocery store, she will make the meals. Now, I'm thinking Michelle will probably make a few meals, not just one meal, maybe 5 or 10 or even 15 meals for them.
Yeah, she'll probably make plenty of food for them to eat, and I don't know if that means she'll come to their house every day around dinner time and make it, or if she'll make a bunch and freeze it and they can make it on their own. We don't know, but not only will she go to the grocery store and make their food, but she's going to clean up the mess for them afterward. Again, something that takes a lot of time. After you eat and you have dirty dishes and you have to put everything away, she's going to really be saving them a lot of time by being their personal chef. And Laura also says, it's a dream come true for me.
Right. So probably Laura has never imagined that they would be able to hire a personal chef. But Jack is asking a very important question here. He goes on and says, and will she cost an arm and a leg? Now, this is a kind of a fun idiom, an arm and a leg. If something costs an arm and a leg, it's very, very expensive, and you feel like you're cutting off part of your body because you feel so hurt. So you're using so much money, it's really making a big difference on your bank account.
Yes, so he's worried that it's going to be very expensive, and Laura comes back and says, no, she's actually quite reasonable. So reasonable is our last vocabulary word for the day, and it's an adjective, and it means she's very average in price. She's not too expensive. So no, Jack, this isn't going to cost us an arm and a leg. And she'll also save me a lot of time. Thanks for joining us here today.
Friends, keep up the good work. All of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hope you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye, everyone.
本节目由吉林省空中英语教室杂志社提供，也可登录相关网站收听当日广播教学节目。本节目配套杂志播讲 MP3 在全国各大书店有售，并可在当地邮局订阅。
Okie dokie, and that was Studio Classroom, and once again, we do appreciate you guys listening. And don't forget our email address if you have any questions or any comments you'd like to give us. Our email address is EnglishEvening@cnr.cn.
Okay, and hope to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
瑞士天梭表为您报时，传承经典工艺，启迪非凡创意。瑞士天梭表，时间任你穿梭。